At this time, I ask you to open your Bibles to Psalm 119, and we're going to look at verse 113 to start off with. Magsisimula po tayo na magbasa sa Psalm 119, at tingnan natin ang verse 113. Now, if you look at it, the letter is Samech, S-A-M-E-C-H, Samech, on top of the Bible. And ito ay ang ikalabing limang seksyon ng banal na alpabeto. This is the 15th section of the Hebrew alphabet, the divine alphabet, that's what one author put it, of Samech. So this is the 15th section. So sa talatang ito ay yung mga awit na nagsulat nito ay may kinalaman patungkol sa mga kaisipan at mga bagay at mga tao na taliwas sa mga saloobin o yung sa landas ng Panginoon. Hindi sila sumusunod sa Panginoon. Kaya siya rin ay meron siyang gustong ituro sa atin. Very, very important. The psalmist, we believe to be David, wrote this psalm and has something to teach us about separation. And this is a very important topic because there are thoughts, there are things, and there are people that are totally against God. And because they are against God and against the ways of God, we're to separate from them. If we're going to be the Christian that God wants us to be, and this is based off of the Bible. So those who don't separate, they don't understand the Bible. They don't read the Bible. And there are a lot of things that go along with separation. Well, we're not just separatists just to be separatists. We're not at all isolationist, but we do base it upon the Word of God, the Bible, for why we need to separate from those that are against the Lord. So you look at, I want to show you three things about things that hinder spiritual growth and what we can do about those things that hinder spiritual growth. We're to get rid of them. So I would say getting rid of things that hinder spiritual growth. That would be the lesson. Getting rid of things that hinder spiritual growth. Yung mga hadlang sa buhay na spiritual na buhay natin na dapat natin tanggalin. Yung mga hadlang na yan ay dapat tanggalin para tayo ay maging mabuting Kristiyano, yung lakad natin sa buhay ay maging maayos at matino na Kristiyano, no? Ito ay mga bagay na dapat nating ingatan, na iwasan, at iwasan ito para lumago tayo sa pananampalataya. At ang problema ng marami ay hindi sila nagbabasa ng Bible at hindi nila alam ang turo ng Bible patungkol sa pag-iwas ng mga hadlang sa buhay na dapat natin tanggalin, no? At yan po ang bibigyan natin pansin ngayon. Meron tayong tatlong punto sa message na ito. We have three points to look at in this message that will teach us what are those things that hinder spiritual growth and we're to get rid of those things. Alright? So, number one, vain thoughts. We're to get rid of vain thoughts. Look at verse number 113. Tingnan natin yung verse number 113. Ang unang-una sa lahat na dapat natin tanggalin na hadlang sa ating sa ating buhay bilang Kristiyano ay yung salawahang pag-iisip. Salawahang pag-iisip. Vain thoughts. Vain thoughts. Look at verse number 113. The Bible says, "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." So ano ba itong vain thoughts? You know, what is vain thoughts? This is characterized in the Bible as being double-minded. Double-mindedness. You can see that in James chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Look at James chapter 1 and verse number 8. Let's see here. The Bible says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Yung pabago-bago ang isip ay hindi siya magiging tapat, hindi siya magiging tunay na talagang solid na Kristiyano. siya po ay manghihina sa pananampalataya at hindi niya matutuloy ang layunin ng Panginoon sa kanyang buhay kasi pabago-bago ang kanyang isip. No? It's double-mindedness that causes Christians to falter. Double-mindedness. You need to be single-focused if you're going to be a good Christian. Dapat talagang mag-focus tayo ng isip natin sa Panginoon kung magiging mabuti tayong Kristiyano. Look at James chapter number 4. Now, you're in the book of James, so look at James chapter 4 and verse number 8. Here's what the Bible says. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So the problem of double-mindedness is a dirty heart. If you purify your heart, you will cleanse the double-mindedness of your mind. And I want to show you that in the Bible, the problem of stinking thinking comes from a dirty heart, a wrong heart. The heart is the faculty that influences the entire person. Yung pong isip natin na pabago-bago at mali at hindi po tayo nagiging single focus na sumusunod sa Panginoon ay dahil po sa puso natin na mali, na masama ang puso. At mapapatunayan po natin ito dito sa James chapter 4 verse 8 kasi sabi nga, purify your hearts. Kailangan linisin natin ang ating puso para tapat at tama ang pag-iisip natin. Alam niyo po yung puso ang ginagamit ng tao sa kanyang pag-iisip? Sa Bible, yan po ang makikita natin. Halimbawa, Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. I want to show you, the heart is what thinks and the heart influences the entire man. Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. The Bible says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So thoughts of the heart influence the entire man. The reason you do evil is because your heart's not purified, not clean before the Lord. And pretty soon, it influences your entire being. Look at Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 12. Yung pala, yung thoughts of our hearts, meron palang thoughts ang hearts, no? At yan ang mag-i-influence ng buo nating pagkatao, na-i-influensyahan po yan ng puso na mali, no? Yung pag-iisip ng puso natin, mali, kaya mali ang ginagawa natin. Now, look at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, the Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and watch this, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The thoughts and intents of the heart. So the heart has thoughts and intentions. It all comes from the heart. So if you have vain thoughts, it's because your heart is vain. If you have double-mindedness in your mind, it's because your heart's not purified. And so we need God to work on our hearts. How is your heart today? I'll tell you, we can't teach you about separation if your heart's in the wrong place. Separation starts in the heart. You need to purify your heart. Sanctify God in your mind. Sanctify Him in your heart. Purify your hearts, you double-minded man. And you will find that God will bless you for it. Yeah, everything is affected by your heart. Look at Proverbs chapter 23 and verse number 7. Lahat po ng buhay natin na apektuhan po, nanggagaling ang apekt na yan sa puso natin, sa ating puso. No? Proverbs chapter 23 and verse number 7. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart. So yung pag-iisip pala natin ay nanggagaling sa ating puso. Yung pag-iisip natin ay nanggagaling sa ating puso. Kailangan talagang humingi tayo ng tulong sa Panginoon na linisin niya ang ating puso at tayo naman dapat gawin natin ang lahat para malinis ang puso natin. In order for us to avoid vain thoughts, foolish thinking, we must purify our hearts. The solution to vain thoughts is renewing our mind. Renewing our mind. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. I hate vain thoughts. Now, if you're going to get rid of vain thoughts, you have to replace it by renewing your mind. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. The Bible says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You'll never prove God's will in your life until you learn to renew your mind. Yung dapat baguhin natin ang ating pag-iisip. Ang pagbabago ng ating isip, hindi ibig sabihin pabago-bago ang isip. Pero dapat meron tayong panibagong isip sa ating buhay. So ito pala ay gamot para sa salawahang pag-iisip. You know, yung pag-iisip na pabago-bago, palipat-lipat ang isip, ganyan. Dapat mag-renew tayo ng ating pag-iisip. At rinerenew pala tayo ng salita ng Diyos. Kaya nga sinabi ng Salmo, "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." You will find your mind will be renewed by the law of God. It's the Word of God that will help you change your mind. That's why when we share the good news to people, we show them the Word of God, because it's the power of the Word of God to renew our minds. Okay? So number one, the first thing you got to get rid of, vain thoughts. Number two, the second thing you need to get rid of if you're going to grow in the Christian life. Look at Psalm 119 and verse number 115. "Depart from me, ye evildoers. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God." And this is again repeated in verse 119. Look at verse 119. "Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross." Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth. So number two thing that you need to get rid of if you're going to become a solid Christian, you got to get rid of evil doers. I'm not saying you get rid of them. I'm saying you put them out of your life. Don't hang around evil doers. Don't hang around purposely wicked people. Now, there's a balance. If you're going to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ, that's about the only extent of why we hang around evildoers. We don't hang around evildoers to be a friend, to be buddies with them. We hang around them to show them Jesus Christ, to talk to them about the Lord. And if they don't like the Lord, they don't want the Lord, then we don't want anything to do with evildoers. Why is that necessary? Who are these evildoers, and what do evildoers do according to the Bible? Now I want to share with you what the Bible teaches about evildoers. And by the way, vain thoughts produce vain men. And so you got to watch out for that, right? So what do evildoers do? Look at Judges chapter 2, verse number 11. Judges chapter 2, verse number 11. And what's amazing about this is the Bible specifically tells us exactly what they do. Judges chapter 2, verse number 11. Ano po itong mga, so number two, yung dapat natin, yung mga hadlang sa buhay na dapat natin tanggalin, ay yung mga manggagawa ng kasamaan. Manggagawa ng kasamaan. Verse number 115, makikita nyo yan. Verse number 119, binasa natin yan. Yung tinatawag na evildoers, yung tinatawag na the wicked, yun ay mga manggagawa ng kasamaan. Hadlang po sila sa buhay natin. At kailangan tanggalin natin, iwasan natin para hindi tayo maapektuhan, no? Ano ang ginagawa nitong mga manggagawa ng kasamaan? Tingnan mo ang Judges chapter number 2, verse number 11. Judges 2:11. "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. If you want to do evil in the sight of the Lord, serve another god. Go ahead and serve another god. That's evil in the sight of the Lord.
Yung pagsamba sa ibang Diyos, yun po ay malaking kasalanan, malaking kasamaan sa harap ng Panginoon. Isa lang ang Panginoon na dapat nating sambahan, isa lang ang dapat nating silbihin, yan ay ang Panginoon, yan ang yung Diyos Ama, Diyos Anak, Diyos Espiritu Santo, yung Santissima Trinidad, yan po ang Diyos ng Bible at dapat natin siyang sambahan. Siya ay dapat sambahan sa Espiritu at katotohanan. Hindi po tayo gumagamit ng rebulto, hindi tayo gumagamit ng Diyos-Diyosan. Wala po yan sa Bible, no? Ang sa Bible, ang Diyos ay Espiritu at ang sumasamba sa Kanya ay dapat sumamba sa Espiritu at sa katotohanan. You know, God is a Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. This is why we don't use idols. We don't bow down to idols. We don't worship idols. We don't use these things when we worship God. Why? God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. For us to worship someone or something else other than God is great evil. Great evil. And those that worship other gods is great evil. Look at Judges chapter 3 and verse number 7. Here's another evil that the Bible points out. Judges chapter 3, verse number 7. Isa pa sa mga kasamaan na tinuturo sa atin ng Bible na dapat iwasan. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot their Lord, forgot the Lord their God, and served Balaam and the groves. So they forgot the Lord their God.
Yung palang pagkakalimot natin sa Panginoon, nakalimutan natin yung mga pinag-aralan natin sa Bible, malaking kasamaan po yan. It's a very evil thing to forget the things that we're learning from the Bible. To forget God. Alright? I hope you don't do that. I hope you retain and you learn and you continue to grow from the point of learning the things from the Word of God. Otherwise, it's a great evil in the sight of the Lord to forget Him. Can a Christian forget God? Yes, he can. It's not right. It's not good. And make sure you don't forget the things you're learning from the Word of God. Amen? All right. Look, wag natin pong kalimutan yung mga pinag-aralan natin sa Bible. Pag nakalimutan po natin yan, malaking kasamaan, malaking kasalanan yan sa Panginoon. Tinatawag niya pong kasamaan ang pagkalimot sa Panginoon. Posible ba na malimutan ng Kristiyano ang mga pinag-aralan niya sa Bible? Posible po. Pag hindi mo ginagamit ang pinag-aralan mo sa Bible, malilimutan mo yan. If you don't use the things that you're learning from the Bible, you're going to forget those things that you learn. So it's very important. It's an evil thing to forget God. Look at 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 22. 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 22. What other evil things does the Bible teach us to avoid and to get rid of? 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 22. The Bible says, "And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all their fathers had done." They provoked him to jealousy.
Pinaselos nila ang Diyos. Ha? Nagsiselos pala ang Panginoon. Gusto niya tayo ay dedicated sa Kanya. Gusto niya tayo ay sumusunod sa Kanya. Pag hindi tayo sumasamba sa Kanya, nagsiselos na po ang Panginoon.
You know, God is a jealous God. He doesn't want you worshiping someone else or something else. God wants your full attention. And He's a jealous God. And it's a great evil to provoke God to jealousy. And so, what does God do when a Christian provokes God to jealousy? He spanks the Christian. God brings trouble and trial and affliction to the Christian. And so, if you want to be a good Christian, avoid provoking God to jealousy. Serve Him, worship Him, and do right by God. All right? 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 26.
Yan pala, nagsiselos ang Panginoon, kaya pala pinapalo tayo ng Panginoon, no? Gumagawa tayo ng malaking kasalanan pag pinaseselos natin ang Panginoon.
Look at 1 Kings chapter 15 and verse number 26. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 26. I'm so glad the Bible describes to us all these things that make that are sinful, that are evil, so that we can avoid them. 1 Kings chapter 15 and verse 26. The Bible says this, "And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, wherein he made Israel to sin." It's a sin to walk in the ways of your father if your ways of your father are in sin. A lot of Christians say, "Oh, I just do it this way because this is what I'm used to doing. I just behave this way because this is what I learned." No, if you're doing something that's sin according to the Word of God, you don't say, "This is just the way I am. This is how I grew up learning this." You avoid it. You stay away from it. You learn these things. "And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and in his sin." Oh, that's not a good thing to do. Pag tayo po ay Kristiyano na, wag natin pong sundan. Sabi ng Bible dito, sinundan niya ang buhay ng kanyang kamag-anak na hindi ligtas at magkasalanan ang ginagawa ng kanyang ama. Pero sinundan niya ang ginawa ng kanyang ama. Hindi po ganyan ang buhay Kristiyano. Huwag mong sabihin, hindi ko po alam ang tama. Lumaki akong itong ginagawa ko. Nasanay na ako dito. Sanay na ako na gumawa ng mali. Kaya hindi ako gumagawa ng tama. Mali po yan. Malaking pagkakasala. Malaking kasamaan sa harap ng Panginoon. Ang magtago tayo sa sasabihin natin, lahi natin, ganyan. Hindi po. Tayo po ay binigyan ng bagong buhay, bagong isip, bagong pananaw sa Kristo Jesus. Kaya dapat bago po at tama ang ginagawa natin. Huwag po tayong magtago sa pamilya natin na lalong-lalo na pag kasalanan na pinag-uusapan natin. No? There's another evil, Isaiah chapter 65 and verse number 12. Isaiah 65 and verse number 12. Again, you'll never grow in the Christian life if you don't separate yourselves from these things. Isaiah 65 and verse number 12. Isaiah 65 verse number 12. "Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called you, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not." So yung palang maling pagpipili ay at hindi pagsagot ng tama sa Diyos, malaking pagkakasama po, malaking kasamaan po yan. Malaking kasalanan po. Yung maling pagpili natin, yung hindi tayo sumasagot sa tawag ng Panginoon. Alam mo ang dapat mong gawin. Kinakausap ka ng banal na Espiritu. Pero hindi mo pinapakinggan ng Panginoon. Maling-mali po yan. Kasalanan po yan. Pag hindi mo alam, nakadlang yan sa buhay mo. Kaya hindi ka lumalago sa pananampalataya. Now, you know, if God is calling you, if God's dealing with you, and you're not responding to God, you're not listening to God, that's a great evil in the sight of the Lord. And you'll never grow as a Christian if you don't learn to put that away. Learn to respond to God when He tells you to do something according to His Word. Change what needs to change if you're going to follow the Lord. Don't make excuses for why you can't change. God is a God that changes lives. And so choose right. Don't choose wrong. Choosing wrong and ignoring God is a great evil in the sight of the Lord. So, there's an effect. These evildoers have an effect on our lives. Look at Psalm 119. Let's go back to Psalm 119. And let's see. Psalm 119, verse number 118. Psalm 119, verse 118. This is the effect of an evildoer or the wicked. "Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes." Verse 118. "Thou hast trodden them all them that err from thy statutes." There's the err. E-R-R.
yung pong epekto pala ng mga gumagawa ng kasamaan ay hahadlangan ka nila sa paggawa mo ng salita ng Diyos. Sila po ay mag-e-err, E-R-R, yan ang sinasabi ng Bible, no? Sila ay naliligaw sa palatuntunan ng Panginoon. Yung ibig palang sabihin ng err ay yung pagliligaw. Alright? In the Bible, when you see E-R-R, err, they have erred, that just means they have gone astray. It's like a planet. You know, the planet has an orbit. It goes around the sun. What would happen if the planet decided to go its own way and started going farther away from the sun? It would freeze. But what if it started going closer to the sun? It would burn. No, the planet is on its orbit. It has its way that it needs to go every day, every second, every year. And that's the same way as a Christian. There is a right way to go, and if you depart from the ways of God, you're erring. You're erring. And you'll either burn up or you'll freeze. This is the Christian life. You cannot err. Do not go astray from the ways of God. Verse number 118 says, "Thou hast trodden down all them that err, for their deceit is falsehood." And so they're sila rin po ay mapalimlang, no? Naliligaw na sila, mapalimlang pa sila, hindi pa sila magsasabi ng katotohanan. So this is great, the influence of an evil doer. If a person says, "Hey, let's do this thing that's going to cause you to depart from the Lord," the best thing to do is to stay away from that person. Yung pong gumagawa ng mali sa buhay, iwasan mo na yan. Ano ang sagot sa kanila? What should be our response to evildoers? Look at Psalm 37, verse number 1. Psalm 37, verse number 1. Now the Bible teaches us how to respond to an evildoer. The Bible says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." You don't have to fret yourself for an evildoer. If somebody's doing wrong, you don't have to be worried about what they think or who they are and what they're doing, what they're about. The Bible says, fret not. And it says, neither be thou envious. Don't even be jealous or envious that they get to do wrong and they get to do sin. There's no point doing that. The Bible teaches us what to do. Look at verse number 9, Psalm 37, verse number 9. "For evildoers shall be cut off." They'll be cut off, the Bible says. "But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." So God's going to judge every evildoer. And the best thing to do is to stay away from them. Why? Because when God judges them, He's going to cut them off. All right. Now, look at Psalm 119, verse 115. Again, the Bible teaches us what to do with evildoers. Psalm 119, verse 115. Yung pala, hindi pala tayo pwedeng matakot sa mga gumagawa ng mali. Huwag kayong matakot sa kanila. Huwag kayong magselos na sila ay gumagawa ng mali at walang nangyayari sa kanila. Balang araw, sabi ng Bible, sila po ay pupugutan ng Panginoon. Ang Panginoon ay gumagawa sa bawat buhay. Kung ayaw nila sa Panginoon, iwasan natin sila kasi hahatulan sila ng Panginoon. At mabigat po ang hatol ng Panginoon. Sila ay pupugutan, hindi sila mabubuhay sa langit. Sila po ay mapupunta sa impyerno, no? And you see that in the Bible. We don't have to envy those who do wrong. They're going to be judged by God. Psalm 119, verse 115. "Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God." Magsihiwalay kayo sa akin. Lumayo kayo sa akin. Iwasan niyo po ako, kayong mga ayaw gumawa ng tama, yung mga gumagawa ng kasamaan. Lumayo kayo sa akin, iwasan niyo ako. Well, I'm so glad that the Bible teaches us what to do with wicked and evildoers who don't want to do the will of God. We separate ourselves from them. Now, if you don't separate yourselves from them, you'll hinder your spiritual growth. All right? Number 3. Paano patibayan natin ang sarili natin sa Panginoon? How do we strengthen ourselves according to the Word of God? Look at verse number 113, Psalm 119, verse 113. So first, you got to get rid of vain thoughts. Number two, you got to get rid of wicked evildoers. And number three, how do you strengthen yourself in the Word of God? Look at verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. You got to learn to love the Word of God. Notice God's Word and do God's Word. Look at verse number 119. Verse number 119. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. You got to love the Word of God. You got to love God's Word. Dapat mahalin natin ang salita ng Diyos. Mahalin natin ang salita ng Diyos. Look at verse number 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. Umasa tayo sa salita ng Diyos. So mahalin natin ang salita ng Diyos. Umasa tayo sa salita ng Diyos. All right. Look at verse number 115. What are we to do to keep ourselves strong in the Lord? Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. I will keep the commandments of my God. Iingatan ko ang salita ng Diyos. You know, the keep the commandments of the Lord my God, the word keep comes up over and over and over again in Psalm 119. And what that means, it's like you're a guard watching over a treasure. You know, do you have something of value? You guard over that thing. You don't want somebody just walking up and taking it and stealing it. You're like a security guard. You're watching over something. Nobody comes close to it. Right? So, iniingatan natin na para tayong guwardiya. No? Iniingatan natin, kung pag meron kang mahalagang bagay, iniingatan mo yan. Hindi lang basta-basta pinapayagan mo na pumasok ang kahit sino, no? We guard these things. And so, we keep. That's the idea of the word keep. No? Look at verse number 117. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. I will have respect unto thy statutes. So, patuloy na pagbibigay galang sa salita ng Diyos, yan po ay paraan kung paano tayo magiging matibay na Kristiyano. Nagbibigay galang tayo sa salita ng Diyos. And we see that respect to the Word of God when we apply the Word of God. Alright? The reason why Christians get misunderstood is they apply the Word of God because they have great respect to His Word. Alright? So, we don't try to be mean. We just simply apply the Word of God. Alright, look at number 119. This, I think, is so, so important. Of course, all of it supports the Word of God. But these are what we need. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimony. Verse 120, my flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgment. So yung pala na meron tayong takot sa Diyos, meron tayong takot sa kanyang salita, ang takot sa Diyos ay siyang nagre-resulta ng, sa pagsisisi natin, sa kamalian na ginagawa natin. Kung meron kayong takot sa Panginoon, ay meron kayong pagsisisi. Now, you will repent if you really fear the Lord. You'll repent if you fear the Lord. But if you don't fear God, you'll not repent. You'll not change. So you need to fear God in order to see change in your life. Alright, so we see what we're supposed to do with the Word of God, and I want you to see that we have to see that the great help that God brings to us to strengthen us. The great help. Now look at verse number 114. Masdan natin, no? Hindi lang ang dapat na gawin natin sa salita ng Diyos, masdan rin natin ang tulong na galing sa Diyos. Ang tulong na galing sa Diyos. Look at verse number 114. The Bible says, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. You know, God is a hiding place and a shield. siya po ay kabulihan at kalasag. A hiding place and a shield. God protects us. This is a help that God brings to us to help us live for Him. He protects us.
Pinoprotektahan pala tayo ng Panginoon. Kailangan pumunta tayo sa Kanya tuwing merong problema. Takbo ka sa Panginoon. Lumapit ka sa Kanya. Siya ay kabulihan at kalasag sa buhay.
Look at verse number 116 and 117. Uphold me according unto thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. Alright, so, alalayin mo ako. Hold me up. Uphold me. Hinahangad natin ang patuloy na tulong ng Diyos. We're constantly asking God for help. Uphold me, Lord. It's a good prayer. Hold thou me up. We need God to hold us up. And it's not a selfish prayer to ask God to do this. Alalayin mo ako, Panginoon. And so we continually look for God's help. Now, look at verse number 117. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe. We ask God for safety. That's not wrong, according to the Word of God.
Ako'y iligtas mo. No? Yun ang ibig sabihin ng safety. No? Safe.
So, yan po ang mga bagay na nagbibigay tibay sa sarili natin sa Panginoon. These are the things that strengthen us as a Christian. Now, kapag malaya tayo sa lawahang pag-iisip at mga manggagawa na ng kasamaan, ay wala na tayong distraction o pagkakaiba-iba ng mga tao, yung pagkakaibang isip nila, yung mga bagay na manggugulo sa atin, yung salakad natin sa Panginoon, tinatanggal natin yan. Wala po tayong hadlang salakad natin sa Panginoon.
When we are free from vain thoughts, when we avoid evildoers, we get rid of distractions in the Christian race. All the change, the mind's changing. One day you're happy, the next day you're sad. All that are hindrances. And they don't help you in the Christian race.
Maaari nating italaga ang buhay natin para sa Panginoon.
We can set ourselves straight to run the Christian race free from distraction and hindrances if we just get rid of these things.
So alisin natin ang sinasabi sa verse number 119. Get rid of these things. Look at how verse 119 puts it. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Like dross. There are some things in life that are just worthless. He's got to get rid of them. They're dross. They're not intended by God to be used. They weaken the metal. Dross makes the gold less valuable. The more dross you get rid of the gold, the more pure the gold is, the more precious it is. And so in the Christian life, the more sin you can get rid of, the more valuable and precious the Christian testimony becomes, a lighthouse for God to use.
So alisin natin yung sinasabi sa verse 119 sa Tagalog, yung taing bakal, no? Yung basura, yung dross. Kinakailangan na ingatan natin ang ating pag-iisip at kasama sa buhay para sila ay para ang buhay natin ay magagamit ng Panginoon. Sila ay tinitigilan ng Panginoon yung mga gumagawa ng masasama. All right? Ang Diyos mismo ang maghihiganti para sa atin. All right? And God is the one who cuts off the vain thoughts and the evil workers. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes at this time?
Mag-pray po tayo at pag-isipan natin mabuti ang mga pinag-aralan natin sa Bible. And we can give God glory by obedience to His Word and the principles that we learn from the Word of God.
Mga hadlang sa buhay na dapat natin tanggalin.
The hindrances to the Christian life. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Do you love God's law? What are you going to do about the things that you have learned?